This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
Graham Pampling, the saxophone player, the blind busker in the mall, has passed away. In fact, he died on Monday, the 29th of April, 2019. I got in contact with his daughter, Julie, at the time, who requested privacy, and I respected that. This week, though, more people found out that Graham Pampling had passed away. And I think because he was such a feature in Brisbane for so long, it is really important to pay tribute to him. Graham's daughter did tell me that she would like a memorial plaque in the Queen Street Mall if others thought that was appropriate. Graham Pampling was a long-time listener to ABC Radio Brisbane. He would send us happy birthday messages. He used to send me jokes and Christmas wishes and whatnot. And when it was your birthday, he'd send you a video of himself playing the saxophone to the tune of Happy Birthday. Graham Pampling also had a very tough life and some very sad times. The last time I spoke to Graham, he was gearing up to celebrate 30 years of busking in the Queen Street Mall. This is Graham Pampling in 2018. Graham Pampling has been busking in the mall for 30 years. He's blind. He used to have a beautiful dog, Nick, who would sit and snooze underneath his stool outside the jewellery store there in the mall.
Good morning, Rebecca, and all your beautiful listeners.
30 years of busking in the mall, Graham. Can you remember your first day or your first week?
I certainly can. I was reeling from the loss of my only son, who was to be my driver for the rest of my life. And all of a sudden, he had an accident and he wasn't with us anymore. So I said, well, Graham, you've got to find something that you can do. And since I'd played dance band for 30 years prior to this, about playing saxophone was the only thing that I was confident that I could continue doing. So I came into the mall on the 10th of April 1988, and I've been sitting there almost 6 days a week ever since, and I'm so appreciative of the reception that I have had from all the people of Brisbane. They have been absolutely fabulous to me. They come up, they have a chat, enjoy the old dance music that I play and tell me how it reminded them of the time when they were young and danced to it. And it's just given me something to get out of bed every morning and go, because I love music and I love my old tunes and I love to see happy people. And it's very difficult to say thank you. I feel thank you is not enough to be recognised, and I appreciate it. Nobody really knows how much I appreciate it.
Well, it's because you've brought all of us so much joy as well, Graham. And I really mean that your saxophone is the soundtrack to life in the city, because no matter where you are up and down that Queen Street Mall, if you are there on your little stool playing along, you can hear it just piping throughout the city. And Graham, how did you lose your sight?
My sight is a hereditary degenerative condition that is passed on by my mother. It's called retinitis pigmentosa. It's the second largest natural cause of blindness in the world.
What can you see?
I can see absolutely nothing because I developed macular degeneration, which takes away the cone cells. And so therefore that gives me nil sight. However, your hands and your feet and your ears get you through, and if you keep practicing, well, it isn't easy and it's not funny. But here I am. 20 days ago, I had my 79th birthday, and I haven't seen anything for the last 30 years. But I'm still here, healthy, and loving the people of Brisbane, and loving the fact that I can have something to get out of bed of a morning and go and do.
And you've done it for 30 years, three decades. Graham Pampling has been busking in the Queen Street Mall. I'm sure if you've taken a stroll in the city in the last 30 years, you would have heard Graham's saxophone just keeping you company as you make your way through your shopping or your work day. Graham, your life has been tough. You've lost your vision. You lost your only son. And you turned to music to get you through that. How much longer are you going to keep busking in the city?
Well, it's my intention to continue to busk until I can't breathe anymore, because I've met so many wonderful people from our country and from other countries as well.
Well, Graham, there's only one last request I can make of you. Since you have your saxophone strapped around your shoulder this morning, will you leave us with a little bit of Graham Pampling magic? Isn't he gorgeous? Graham Pampling, who passed away in 2019, but lots of people are only just finding out now. Graham, the blind busker from the Queen Street Mall, rest in peace.
You're with Rebecca Levingston on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Sean says he has old memories of Graham and his beautiful Labrador back in the 90s. He never seemed to have another dog later on. Still remember his CD covers with both him and the Labrador on the cover. Sean says, we forget a city is not glass towers and flashy designer boutiques. A city is its people. Graham was and is part of our spirit. That is a beautiful way to reflect on Graham Pampling, Sean. Thank you so much for that. Hayley's called in. Hayley, good morning. How did you know Graham?
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
Well, thank you.
That's good. I knew Graham as I work at Narbasong State Special School, and I did some volunteer there back when he was there, and he was actually my mentor working with the kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, so it was really cool.
Yeah, he did a lot of volunteer work with children who were visually impaired. What kind of things did you two do together?
When I started volunteering, I did touch typing with the kids.
Yeah.
And I still do that today. And we run room with Graham, and he did a couple of things with them, little sayings that he had or things like that we always bring up in the lessons. I do that quite a lot. I've continued on that role at the school. So it's really nice to have that keep going.
Brilliant.
In honour of him.
Yeah, I think that would bring him a lot of joy to know that that's the legacy that he has left.
Yeah.
Hayley, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Hayley, who worked with Graham Pampling at her special school where they volunteered, she says he was her mentor. Someone says perhaps the plaque could have a QR code that would play his music. Or video on the phone. Yeah, that seems to be the way things are going these days. Barry at Annerley says, good idea for a memorial plaque for Graham Pampling. Also goes to show you don't have to be great, sort of, I guess he means sort of celebrity-like, to be admired. Barry, it goes to the heart of, I think, what Sean said. He was just a part of the fabric of the city, the people of the city, beyond, you know, glass and tall buildings. Julian's in Tanimera. Morning, Julian.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Did you and Graham, did you work with him or at the store near where he busked?
No, I actually started work at a major department store in Queen Street.
Yeah.
And the same year that Graham did. And I met him probably the first week I was there as a young shoppie.
Yeah.
And he was the kindest man and gentleman. And I'm so pleased you brought him onto your program, because you hear a lot of high-profile whoevers, and that just a gentleman in the street doesn't really get much of a measure. But he and I spoke nearly every day, not for long, because he'd always say, got to get back to my music.
Of course.
And we both shared the common knowledge. I played in a band, I had my own band, and we shared the same style of music, and we'd have a little chat, and most times I saw him outside the Brisbane Arcade with his dog, and I'd watch when the mums would give perhaps 50 cents to their child to go up to him, and he wouldn't stop playing, but he'd give the little girl a pat, and just a gentle, gentle giant. And every day, every week, I'd just go down, and sometimes I wouldn't because he'd have other people there, but no, I'll let him go. But I just wanted to say how it upset me that I heard this morning of his death.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give my condolences from the heart to Julie, and what an impression he made on not just me, but the whole of the mall has just lost a treasure. And the music is certainly not for the kids of today, but he was just a musical, fun-loving, kind-hearted gentleman.
Yeah, treasure's a beautiful way to describe it. That's a lovely tribute, Julian. Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing your time with Graham.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Julian from Tanimura. So working at the, what did he say, as a shoppy when Graham started busking, which was 1988. Someone else says, why not a statue of him playing the sax with a virtual donation box to the guide dogs or similar? Yeah, we'll see. There's clearly a lot of goodwill towards him for an idea like that. We'll see what Brisbane City Council thinks. Thanks for your tributes this morning.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.